We're back on the Oval Office with the President and First Lady. Mr. President, Donner asked, what about the changes you are making? Mainly, my job isn't to change, Tom. It's to restore. Along the way, we will try to do a few things. I've tried to select my new cabinet members with an eye toward making the government function more efficiently. As you know, I've been in government service for quite a while, and along the way, I've seen numerous examples of inefficiency. The citizens out there pay a lot of money in taxes, and we owe it to them to see that the money is spent wisely and efficiently. So I've told my cabinet officers to examine all of the executive departments with an eye to doing the same work for less cost.
Well, a lot of presidents have said that.
Well, this one means it, Ryan said seriously.
But your first major policy act has been to attack the tax system, Donner observed.
Not attack, Tom. Change. George Winston has my full support. The tax code we have now is totally unfair, and I mean unfair in many ways. People can't understand it, for one. That means they have to hire people to explain the tax system to them, and it's hard to see how it makes sense for people to pay good money for people to explain how the law takes more of their money away. Especially when the government writes the laws. Why make laws that the people can't understand? Why make laws that are so complicated? Ryan said.
But along the way, your administration's goal is to make the tax system regressive, not progressive.
We've been over that, the president replied, and Donner knew he had him then.